Jeremiah chapter 39. In the ninth year of Zedekiah king of Judah, 3037 AH 505 BC, in the tenth month Tebet December January, Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon came and all his army against Jerusalem, and they besieged it. And in the 11th year of Zedekiah, 3539 AH 503 BC, in the fourth month, Tammuz June July, the ninth day of the month, the city was broken up. And all the princes of the king of Babylon came in, and sat in the middle gate, even Nergal-Sharezer, Samgarnbo, Sarsekim, Rabsaris, Nergal-Sharezer, Rabmag, with all the remainder of the princes of the king of Babylon. And it came to pass, that when Zedekiah the king of Judah saw them, and all the men of war, then they fled, and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the king's garden, by the gate between the two walls. And he went out the way of the plain. But the Chaldeans' army pursued after them, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. Then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah in Riblah before his eyes, also the king of Babylon killed all the nobles of Judah. Furthermore he put out Zedekiah's eyes, and bound him with chains, to carry him to Babylon. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house, and the houses of the people, with fire, and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard carried away captive into Babylon the remainder of the people that remained in the city, and those who fell away, who fell to him, with the rest of the people who remained. But Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard left of the poor of the people, who had nothing, in the land of Judah, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Now Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard, saying, Take him, and look well to him, and do him no harm, but do to him even as he says to you. So Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard sent, and Nebuchadrezzar, Rabsaris, and Nergal-Sharezer, Rabmag, and all the king of Babylon's princes. Even they sent, and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison, and committed him to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home, so he lived among the people. Now the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah, while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Go and speak to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. Indeed, I will bring my words upon this city for evil, and not for good, and they will be accomplished in that day before you. But I will deliver you in that day, says the Lord Jehovah. And you will not be given into the hand of the men of whom you are afraid. Because I will surely deliver you, and you will not fall by the sword, but your life will be for a reward to you. Because you have put your trust in me, says the Lord Jehovah.